Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many. I'm Christine. And wow, this word today that I have to release, it's been a weighty prophetic word within me, and one that, if I'm honest, being vulnerable right now, I've struggled to release. And yet Jesus is so kind. Just before going live with this message today, I received a confirmation, a text through from across the pond here in the UK from the great Heartbeat friends of mine in the USA that sent me through something that had come up on, I believe it was CBN, and speaking about some great celestial events, which could be speaking of events to come on behalf of Israel and the world. Thinking I'd be interested in this, they sent it through and it just confirmed what I am about to release to you. Isn't Jesus kind? Let me start by reading from Psalm 19. Everything must be backed up with the word of God. And it says in verse 1, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship, the work of his hands. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. They speak without a sound or a word. Their voice is never heard, yet their message goes out into all the earth and their words to all the world. On the 28th of February, our Jewish brothers and sisters, Israel, went live with their Jewish new month of Adar. Now, the months within the Jewish calendar isn't something that I have given great attention to in the past. I know I've spoken on the Jewish holidays, which are called in Hebrew, their Moedims, which means appointments with God, of which there are seven across the year. Cyclically, we serve a cyclical God, and there is great prophetic significance to come from those appointments with God, the Jewish holidays. Now, our Jewish brothers and sisters are about to, in this month of Adar, celebrate another Jewish holiday, which I'm going to touch on today now prophetically in the timings of God and what he's saying to his church, to our lives, and to Israel, the earth at this time. Because the Lord, although I may not have given much attention to the Jewish months, the Lord got my attention with the month of Adar. And as Israel was about to go live, they celebrate from sundown to sundown is the Jewish day. The opposite to us, we work within our calendar to the sun. Our Jewish brothers and sisters, Israel, as instructed by God, they work to the moon. Now, the Jewish months, just as the Jewish holidays, the feasts of Israel that they celebrate, they were orchestrated by God himself for the Jewish people. I've never really, as I said, given much attention to that fact with the Jewish months until God got my attention with this Jewish month of Adar. And I saw that it means the month Adar, the word Adar means in Hebrew, strength. We know that strength is undergirded and surrounded and encompassed with joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And in the month of Adar, on the 14th of Adar, Israel and Jewish people around the world annually commemorate and celebrate. It's a great time of partying, sweet treats, giving gifts, dressing up, and recounting the victorious divine reversal story of Esther, when Haman and that wicked evil enemy had risen up to annihilate the Jewish people. And instead, there was the divine reversal, and the Lord overturned, and the Lord turned around what the enemy meant for evil, for good, for the Jewish people, and for Israel. So what the Lord showed me and what got my attention on the 28th of February, there was a great celestial sign that happened in the sky. I saw on our BBC News that different astronomers, etc., were out there with their telescopes, and there was an incredible event where seven planets were aligning in perfect alignment with the moon. And I sensed the Lord begin to speak to little me prophetically. Now, stars, scripturally and Hebraically, from rabbis, we can know that often stars represent the remnant. In the scriptures, it represents, if you like, could be the church. We see in Daniel 12, where it speaks of those in the last days who stand for righteousness and bring many to know God and his ways. We will shine like the stars in the universe. And in fact, let me just read for you. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, Daniel 12, verse 3, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever. We see that with Abraham, it was spoken of that he was promised he would have so many descendants that they would shine like the stars in the universe. So the stars represent the remnant sons and daughters of faith, whether you're Jew or Gentile. We are one new man in Christ. So the moon signifies and means Hebraically, scripturally, if there is an eclipse of the moon, it often means that there's something with regard to Israel. Now, the sun represents the nations. If there's an eclipse of the sun, it can often mean something to do or that is coming with the nations. So now we've got that aside, and you can do your own research on that and you will see everything that I'm saying is true. The Lord got my attention with the seven stars aligning with the moon. And I felt the Holy Spirit speak to me and say, Christine, it is time. I need my church perfectly aligned. Israel perfectly aligned with me, with my purposes, for what the Lord is about to do, release and fulfill prophetically upon the earth, because God's prophetic word is being fulfilled right now in real time, right before our eyes. And we, as the church, we need to not be disaligned with God and his purposes. Our lives must be in perfect alignment, and we need to be in alignment with Israel, as represented by that the moon. Now, I also know Hebraically, the Lord spoke to me further. We know that the number seven in Hebrew, it means completion, perfection, fullness, and a coming to fruition. I believe that the Lord is pouring out his fullness upon his church, upon his remnant bride at this time, a fullness of his spirit, the fullness of his prophetic promises, that in these last days, the Lord is going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. I believe that the Lord is bringing to fruition his plans and his purposes for his church and for his bride. The number eight, when the seven stars were in perfect alignment with the moon, which makes eight, the number eight means Hebraically new beginnings, overflow, oil and anointing. The Lord is anointing Israel and his church at this time. He wants us to align. This is our time to rise and to shine, just like the moon, just like the stars. And whenever God spoke to Daniel and said that in the last days, those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars in the universe, I believe the reason why it spoke of us shining like stars is because prophetically, it was going to be increasingly dark. The night was going to be thick. Arise, shine, for your light has come, Isaiah 60 tells us, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. See, darkness, gross darkness, another translation says thick darkness, will cover the earth. And it's at that time of the darkness being thick and gross, which are the days we're living in, that the Lord tells us, speaking to Israel first, and we're grafted into Israel, to arise and to shine. That is what the Lord is calling us to do at this time. And the Lord wants us to know that we're going to go with his overflow. We're going to go with his fullness, with his anointing. This is a new day. This is new beginnings, I believe, that are coming and being birthed on the earth. And God is bringing to completion and perfection and bringing to a fullness and to fruition and fulfillment his works within his church, within Israel at this time. We must align. So that incredible celestial sign went live literally on the launch of the month of Adar. And also within this month of Adar, as our Jewish brothers and sisters in Israel celebrates Purim, that great celebration of the overturning and the turnaround of what the enemy meant for Israel and the destruction of the Jewish people, where the day of destruction became the day of deliverance. That will be celebrated on Friday, the 14th of this month. There is going to be another celestial sign in the sky, and that is a blood red moon. The Lord further got my attention, because as I then looked into this, I saw that that is one of three lunar eclipses that are taking place over the Jewish celebration of Purim. One was last Purim. The second one is this Purim, 14th day of Adar. And the third, next Purim, yet again. What the Lord, I felt, put into my heart, I said, Lord, what are you saying? October the 7th, that terrible day of destruction that kicked off in 2023, and that war is continuing today. On October the 7th, as many young people were partying the night away and until daybreak and dawn broke through, and then the skydivers were coming in and the terrorists came in from Gaza, and people broke through the fences, didn't they? And many, they call it the desert of death, many were killed in that desert. Actually, the party stopped abruptly, and there they were partying underneath the watchful eye of a great big Buddha. Well, we know that God Almighty is jealous for his people and for his land. The land has been given to Israel, but the land of Israel ultimately is the Lord's. And that terrible, atrocious attack that kicked in has been a turning point for Israel, because I'm sure many, as they hid away that day, many who didn't want to acknowledge the God of Israel, who had brought them maybe back to their land as of 1948, as they were hiding away, I'm sure they weren't calling on Buddha, but I'm sure they were calling on the God of Israel to save them. And since then, many of our Jewish brothers and sisters are calling on the God of Israel, calling upon their Messiah to come and to save them and to deliver them. The hostages, all that has gone on, it's been atrocious. But I sense the Lord has set that sign in the sky, because immediately following October the 7th, 2023, on that next Purim, that celebration of the victory and the overturning of the devil's and Haman's, never mind Hamas's evil plan, Haman's evil plan to annihilate the Jewish people yet again, then we see that there was a sign in the sky, a blood red moon. And I believe that the Lord is saying his deliverance is going to break through. Whatever the enemy means for evil against Israel in these coming days, the Lord is going to overturn. Whatever the enemy means for evil against his church, against believers, against you in these coming days, there is going to be a divine reversal. And I want to show you by the word of the Lord. There's going to be a lunar eclipse on the 14th of March as they go live with the Jewish feast and holiday of Purim. There's also going to be another one this year at another Jewish Moedim, appointment with God, which is at Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Tabernacles. And the third lunar eclipse is going to be next year at Purim yet again. Well, I've shown you there's been three lunar eclipses over Purim last year, this year, and the next year. And I believe that as the enemy, Esther was in Persia, which is modern day Iran. We know Iran is arising. Iran wants to, is calling for the destruction of Israel and the annihilation, get the word out, of Israel. But the Lord is showing, I believe, that every attack, every device and strategy of the enemy will be overturned and there will be a divine turnaround in Jesus' mighty name. I release that to you prophetically today, and we are going to see, yes, we're going to see things increase, but we can know peace. Jesus himself said, when he was speaking with his own and telling them about the end days and how they would know of his second coming to be able to interpret and understand the times, he said, see that you be not alarmed. See that you be not afraid. The Lord wants us to see prophetically, to see continually. He wants us to be like the children of Issachar we read about in Chronicles 12, verse 32. Which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. To be those, God wants his kingdom kids to be those who bring his solutions, Holy Spirit fueled solutions to problems. We bring strategy just like Esther did in her day. She brought strategy that saved many alive. The Lord is about the harvest of many sons and daughters to return to him, to come home to Father's house, to come to know the Lord as their Savior in these days. And the Lord wants us to partner with him at this time. I believe number one today, preparation and positioning are key. Just like with that alignment in the skies, God is saying to his church and to his remnant bride, arise, align. It is time. Align with God, with his purposes, and align church, align with Israel. There is such foundational truth that we need from Israel, and Israel needs the church and the fulfillment of Christ as their Messiah and the Holy Spirit. We need each other for the completion and the perfection of what the Lord is doing at this time. And church, we must stand with Israel and support her and pray for her and be a voice for her increasingly in these days. So number one, positioning and alignment is key. I sense the Lord saying it's time. Align with the divine. Secondly, the Lord would say, we've entered and we are entering a season of divine reversals. Before we hit the Jewish month of Adar, my husband and I, we had been believing God. We had been standing for God's breakthrough for a certain situation and what we were going through, probably for, it's been a battleground, maybe for the last year or two now. And my husband and I would be praying together. And in fact, 3 days before we came into that Jewish month of Adar, which means divine reversals. And the Lord was saying to me, we're entering a season, Christine, of divine reversals. As we would pray into this situation, declaring God's word, literally on the 28th, we saw a divine reversal. For 3 days before, as we prayed together, I would literally weep in my spirit as I would pray. My husband was a lot stronger than me, but I would cry to God with my tears as we pray for this situation and for this mountain. And we literally saw on the 28th, miraculously, supernaturally, it was like God put a fist in that mountain and it took a mighty blow. And the miracle has been above and beyond my wildest dreams. We've seen breakthrough. And I believe the Lord would say he got my attention in this timing. We are aligning with God's timing. Expect breakthroughs, expect divine overturnings and turnarounds, and expect, and you will see divine reversals at this time. A verse I prayed on that last day, and I realized I'd left myself wide open and accountable with my husband, and I knew I was praying in the Spirit as I then began to pray from Proverbs 25:25, as cold water to a weary soul, so is good news from a foreign, from a far country or from a distant land. And as I prayed, I said, Lord, I don't know how you're going to bring about this miracle we're crying out to you before, but this is the time of your divine overturnings and turnarounds, a time of your divine reversals that we are entering into. And I'm believing that that's just going to be, it's going to be so refreshing and replenishing. And then I began to pray and I saw that from a far country, that far country, what are you believing God for? Maybe it seems so obscure. It seems so impossible. Well, from that place of obscurity, the unusual means, from impossibilities with far-reaching effects, just like Jesus could send his disciple to the fisher's mouth and pull out a coin to pay their tax bill. That's a far country. You can't get much more obscure than that. Well, the Lord is saying to his children today, expect your miraculous breakthroughs from the most obscure, from the furthest, from what seems impossible, but God is going to do it. He is going to break through for you. Get ready. And literally then I prayed that day and I said, and today we are going to see the miracle. Well, it shook me when I prayed that because I thought I'd just made myself really accountable to my husband. Within 2 hours of praying that prayer, we got a telephone call and the miracle came through from the most obscure, from the most unexpected, and we saw that mountain break through. The Lord would say, not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. The mountain you are facing, it shall become a plain and you will run over it. And that rubble will become your altar to pour your life and your praise out to the Lord once again. And it will become your platform to rise upon and to declare and to decree the glory of the Lord God Almighty, his great victory, to reveal and to revere him and to show forth his praise. And it will become a platform for many to see God's glory released through you, through your life, through his church, through Israel at this time. Wow, receive his prophetic word today. The Lord would say that he wants us to be the ones that will not hide out, but that we will find out a matter, just like Esther did. When she heard that Mordecai was there at the gates of the palace, she was probably mortified and embarrassed. He was her uncle, and she heard there he was in sackcloth and ashes. She didn't tuck away as Queen Esther and just be in denial. No, she sent her trusted servant to find out what was going on. It says that she was deeply distressed. Yes, the joy of the Lord is our strength. In this season of Adar, in this season of strength, everything will be undergirded with joy. But as I've been crying out to God, my tears were flowing this morning as I prayed for Christians, for Muslims who are being destroyed. The massacre that's happening in Syria right now, it's heartbreaking. We are to be those who don't hide away, that don't tuck away, but that we'll find, we don't hide out, but we will find out a matter. And then prophetically, we are going to intercede and we're going to pray and we're going to see divine turnarounds and overturnings. We see that the word came back from Mordecai to Esther to say, in fact, we can read here in Esther 4, don't suppose that merely because you happen to be in the royal palace, you will escape any more than the other Jews, Esther. For if you fail to speak up now, relief and deliverance will come to the Jews from a different direction, but you and your father's family will perish. Who knows whether you didn't come into your royal position precisely for such a time as this. I sense the Lord saying today, you have been brought into your royal position. You are kings and priests of the Most High God for such a time as this. Into your royal position for precision, says the Lord, that you are going to be precise with your prayers. You're going to hit target. You're going to be precise with your words. You're going to speak up. You're going to step up. You're going to step out and you're going to see the Lord's miraculous power released and revealed at this time. The Lord wants us, like Esther, to be informed so we can transform. He wants us, like Esther, to be those who learn and discern. Great discernment is needed in these days. The Lord wants us to see and read between the headlines, I heard the Holy Spirit say. We must be those who discern the days that we are living in, just like the sons of Issachar, who could prophetically understand the times and bring solutions, bring revolutions, and bring restitution wherever we go, to know what people ought to do, to know what the church ought to do at this time, what our stance ought to be. We must see, as Jesus said, see that you be not afraid, see that you be not alarmed, see differently, see prophetically, continually, in Jesus' name. So we see there that Esther was challenged and her response was, okay, I will go to the king, but if I haven't been invited, it could cost me my life. If the king doesn't hold out the golden scepter, she hadn't been before the king for 30 days, he hadn't invited her, then it would cost her a life. But she said, if I perish, I perish. I will go. The Lord would say today, she called the people to fast and to pray. We must be those who seek the Lord. Seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. Those who are the children of God are the followers, are those who are led by the Spirit of God. We must be led by the Holy Spirit in these days continually. Every decision I have to make, everything I have to face, I am seeking what the Holy Spirit would say, what the Holy Spirit would have me to do. I'm seeking out the Lord's answers prophetically. And I sense that it's so key for us today to have that attitude of Esther, if I perish, I perish. We're not going to hold our natural lives dearly, but we're going to hold for the supernatural life of God within us. We're going to be those who pursue the eternal above the temporal in these days, just like Esther. And she was the means of a great divine reversal and overturning in her days. This is a season of divine reversals, but we must arise at this time. And I sense just as Mordecai was there at the gates of the palace, they represent gates scripturally and prophetically, always represent places of authority, places where the leaders meet. There he is making a spectacle of himself. It's places of media and influence, places of government, business. Esther didn't hide away. Mordecai did not hide away in his day, and neither must the church in our day. We must be those who go into all the world, into every sphere, and we bring the light and the life of Jesus. It's key to great victory in the coming days. The day of destruction became the day of deliverance. And thirdly, in closing, I sensed the Lord say to me, I'd gone into the office for a business meeting and stupidly I had gone and left my mobile phone at home and I needed it for something that was coming up in this meeting. I had some time on my hands. So rather than prepare at the office, I had to jump back in the car and drive to the house and pick up my phone. Well, I was actually quite thankful for that because my heart was heavy with what I'm pouring out to you now. This was a week or so ago. And in the car, I was saying, Lord, I was going through everything the Lord was showing me with the month of Adar and the alignments and what he's calling Israel and his church to and what we're going to see come upon Israel in the coming days, but that there's going to be a divine reversal for Israel and for his church as we take our stand. And I'm crying out to God and I'm just praying in the spirit. And then the Lord spoke to me from divine reversals. Christine, this is thirdly a time of divine rehearsal. Is Israel and the church at this time? What the Lord showed me blew me away. I saw driving a picture of the king who held out his golden scepter to Esther. And the king said to Esther, what do you want? He gave her the invitation to come. Our king, it's a picture of our King of Kings. Through Christ, the golden scepter has been handed out to us that we can come with boldness to his throne continually to obtain mercy and help in time of need, that we can come continually and intercede. And we see how Esther, when she came, the king said, what is it, Esther? What do you want of me? I will give it to you up to half the kingdom. And the Lord said, it's time to come out of, we've been enjoying our life in the palace. We've been enjoying all of the blessings. Esther could have just tucked away and enjoyed palace life, but she arose in her day to rule and to reign and to take the authority. The Lord says, God Almighty said to us through Jesus, the kingdom of God is come, is at hand. He's given to us, to you and me, the kingdom. We must rise and rule and reign with him. It's a time of divine rehearsal for when we will rule and reign with him in heaven. Well, the Lord wants us to not just be partying away in the palace, but to be ruling and reigning and taking authority. Four times in that story of Esther, I counted up, the king said to Esther that I will give to you. What do you want, Esther? I will give it to you. And in fact, on the fourth occasion, the king said to Esther in chapter 8 and verse 8, you should issue a decree in the king's name for whatever you want concerning the Jews and seal it with the king's signet ring, because a decree written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring can't be rescinded by anyone. Wow. Esther and Mordecai, they were given the authority to make the declarations, to declare and to decree, so shall it be. The Lord has given that authority to his church. What are we doing with that? Four times the king gave that instruction to Esther. Four is the number of authority in Hebrew. The Lord is saying to his church and Israel at this time, arise and shine, arise in my authority, declare, decree. His delegated authority has been given to you and to me, and he wants us to be ruling and reigning with him on the earth. What we permit is permitted. What we do not permit is not permitted. Let us be those, the remnant bride that shines like stars in the universe, bringing many multitudes to right living, to righteousness at this time. What a powerful word the Lord is releasing to his church, and what powerful times we are entering into. The Lord would say that he's bringing us into that right place with the right people. That's part of the preparation and our positioning and our aligning, which is so key. Right place, right people to fulfill his purpose. We have been brought into position, just as was said with Esther, for precision for such a time as this. You came to your position for precision, for the release of God's Holy Spirit power and anointing through our lives, through his church in this hour, for such a time as this. Spiritual promotion is coming upon those who have been faithful and true. Protection, direction. From the pressure, the Lord has been producing diamonds, the diamond within you that you are going to sparkle and you're going to shine bright. Purim power in this hour. Provision. Get ready by the word of the Lord. We've seen over the last 5 years, 2019 onwards, the, if you like, rehearsal, that's awful COVID rehearsal for the evil agenda on the earth. For those who came through that time, I sense the Lord saying, and for those who would repent of the mistakes that were made through that time, for maybe seeking our own way and taking the easy route out, seeking to travel maybe over than doing what we knew the Lord was right and what he would have us to do. The Lord would say, for those who have come through that time of rehearsal, God is holding out the golden scepter. He is giving great authority to you, because this is the time of his divine reversal of what the enemy meant for harm and destruction against God's church and against God's own and on nations. The Lord is saying this is now a time of divine reversal, that we as his bride, his remnant bride, will rise and shine, will rule and reign with him once again. Divine partnering. Bride, arise from the palace for your purpose, partnering with your king, ruling and reigning with him in complete authority on the earth at this time. Wow, what a word that I've brought to birth. And now I pray by the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will do through his word and through the authority of the Holy Spirit what only the Holy Spirit can do. In Israel, in his church, and in your lives at this time. Are you ready to pray? Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We come before you right now. Lord, we prepare our hearts. We know preparation is key. We say, prepare us, Lord, so that we can partner with you in the coming days. Lord, let us be rightly positioned. Lord, I pray that we will be rightly aligned with Israel, with your church, and Israel rightly aligned with you and your purposes to be fulfilled on the earth. We pray, Father God, and thank you for this season. We receive it prophetically of divine reversals, divine rehearsal for heaven as your beautiful, glorious bride to represent Jesus Christ on the earth. Have your way. we pray. Pour in power. Let it be released today in every life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Till next time.